A woman disqualified from renting a home in Renton has filed a lawsuit targeting the screening policies used by the landlord. The suit, brought by the ACLU and others, says policies that disqualify applicants who have an eviction case on their records are discriminatory. KUOW's Kate Walters has more.
A few years ago, Nikita Smith was named in an eviction case by her landlord. They ended up resolving the issue and she was never evicted. But being named in that case was enough to disqualify her when she applied for a place in Renton. Sandra Park is a senior attorney with the ACLU. She says these kinds of blanket screening policies are widespread. Park says she understands that the policies are convenient for landlords, but they also violate civil rights.
Basically, what should be happening in order to avoid the discriminatory effects is for landlords to look at the individual circumstances of an applicant's situation, including why a prior eviction might have been filed against them.
Park says these screening policies also disproportionately affect African American women.
We looked at this in King County, Washington, and we found that African American women were more than four times as likely to have an eviction filed against them compared to households headed by white men.
Park says blanket disqualification of people named in eviction cases violates the Fair Housing Act. The property management company named in the lawsuit did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.